with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Senate's Plan B is in place. Now it's up to Speaker Mike Johnson to deliver on Plan A, the one big beautiful bill he's been promising for weeks. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
Speaking at an event held by Americans for Prosperity on Monday, Johnson stressed the importance of moving the, quote, one big beautiful bill the House is pursuing so that a swath of 2017 tax cuts don't expire without an extension. The House Rules Committee meets Monday to ready the House GOP budget plan for a House floor vote as a group of holdouts concerned about deep cuts to Medicaid and other safety net programs raise increasingly sharp concerns. It amounts to a key inflection point for President Donald Trump's domestic policy agenda, and GOP senators are eagerly watching to see if Johnson can finally unify his conference and move forward with his own plan. Senate Budget Committee Chair Lindsey Graham says if Johnson can pull it together, quote, I will be his biggest fan. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Another mass shooting trial is scheduled to begin in Chicago today.
The man accused of opening fire on a suburban Chicago Independence Day parade and killing seven people is about to start trial nearly 3 years after the attack. Jury selection starts after several delays. The erratic behavior of the defendant, Robert Cremo III, has raised questions about what to expect at trial. Cremo is charged with 21 counts of first-degree murder, 48 counts of attempted murder, and 48 counts of aggravated battery in the 2022 shooting. He has pleaded not guilty. The trial is expected to last about a month with testimony from survivors and police. I'm Haya Pinjuan.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 33 points, but the Nasdaq declined 237, with the S&P 500 lower by 29, oil up 44 cents to close at $70.84 a barrel. This is SRN News. America's pastors are concerned about persecuted Christians.
93% of Protestant clergymen say they brought up the issue of our suffering brothers and sisters around the globe from the pulpit at least one time in the last year, according to a new poll from Lifeway Research. Over 85% of pastors say they've also led prayers for the persecuted and urged their congregation to continue praying on their own. About one-third of clergy have also handed out information about global persecution to their parishioners. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
German investigators say the suspect in a stabbing attack at Berlin's Holocaust Memorial that left a Spanish tourist seriously injured is a Syrian refugee who apparently wanted to kill Jews. The victim sustained life-threatening injuries to the neck when he was attacked, but is now out of danger. In a separate case, police arrested an 18-year-old Russian national on suspicion of preparing an attack on the Israeli embassy. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks drifted lower following their sharp losses from last week. The S&P 500 fell 0.5% after flipping between small gains and losses throughout the day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite dropped 1.2%. NVIDIA fell ahead of its profit report coming later this week and was the heaviest weight on the market. Berkshire Hathaway climbed after Warren Buffett's company reported a jump in operating profits for the latest quarter, but it also hinted that it's not seeing many stocks priced well enough to buy. Treasury yields fell. The Dow was up 33 points today to close at 43,461. The Nasdaq lost 237 to close at 19,286. The S&P 500 dropped 29 points to 5983. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More at SRNnews.com.